This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Protests erupted Tuesday for a third straight night in Belarus after the top opposition candidate in Sunday's presidential election fled the country for her children's safety. Belarusian police used rubber bullets and stun grenades against anti-government demonstrators who turned out for the third consecutive night. Witnesses report police beating protesters before arresting them and smashing car windows before pulling people out of the vehicles. Earlier Tuesday, people left flowers at a place in Minsk where a demonstrator was killed on Monday. Belarusian officials say more than 2,000 people have been arrested since Sunday. The European Union is accusing President Alexander Lukashenko's government of disproportionate and unacceptable violence and said it's reviewing its relations with Belarus. Lukashenko has called the protesters criminals and dangerous revolutionaries. The main opposition candidate, Svetlana Tsinanouskaya, fled to Lithuania after the vote. Official results gave her nearly 10% of the vote to Lukashenko's 80%. She says she will not recognize the results and has submitted a formal request for a recount. She sent a video message to her supporters Tuesday, asking them to forgive her for going to Lithuania at this time. Her husband was an anti-government blogger before he was jailed in May. She said it was a very hard decision to make. I know many of you will understand me. Many others will condemn me. Some will even hate me. But God forbid you ever face the choice that I faced. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Belarus's election was neither free nor fair and condemned ongoing violence against protesters and the detention of opposition supporters. Lukashenko's been in power in Belarus since it declared independence from Russia in 1991. VOA News. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has chosen California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, making her the first black woman and the first person of Indian descent to be nominated for a major party's ticket. In his tweeted announcement Tuesday, Biden called Harris a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants. Harris, the 55-year-old daughter of an Indian mother and a Jamaican father, was one of nearly two dozen presidential candidates who challenged Biden for the 2020 Democratic nomination. Her presidential campaign faded quickly when many progressives and liberals questioned her staunch support for law enforcement while serving as California's attorney general. She was accused of being out of touch over issues of police violence, questions that are bound to be raised again as Americans protest police brutality against black people and other people of color. The Taliban reaffirmed Tuesday its commitment to ending violence in Afghanistan while emphasizing that a comprehensive ceasefire has to be discussed during intra-Afghan peace negotiations due to begin later this month. The proposed talks are an outcome of the agreement of the United States sealed with the Taliban in February to end the nearly 19-year-old Afghan war. The way to the long-delayed peace negotiations between Afghan warring sides was cleared on Monday when the country's president, Ashraf Ghani, signed a decree to release a last group of 400 Taliban prisoners to complete a controversy-marred prisoner swap with the insurgents as stipulated in the U.S.-Taliban deal. The agreement requires all American and coalition forces to leave Afghanistan by July 2021 in exchange for the Taliban's anti-terrorism commitments and a pledge to negotiate peace with other Afghan factions. Japan's top government spokesman said on Tuesday it was extremely important to maintain the framework of Group of Seven meetings. The comment comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday he's not yet decided whether to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to this year's summit meeting. Russia was expelled from the then so-called G8 group in 2014 after it annexed the Crimea region from Ukraine. The Japanese chief cabinet secretary also said it is up to the United States, this year's chair country, to decide what form the forthcoming summit meeting will take. And U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday said his relationship with Chinese President Xi Jinping has frayed in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic and that he has not spoken to his Chinese counterpart in a long time. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.